it is the start of a rebuilding. And you guys know that I've not used that word in 12 years. But it is the start of a rebuilding now. Is it the start of a falling domino type rebuilding? No.
No, it's part of a trade the young closer kind of rebuilding. What? Let's get out to the Home Run Inn hotline. Always a big hit for the holidays. And, you know, Joe, I understand that that he's not that young, that that Sergio Santos has been around for a while, but his arm is pretty young. And I don't know. I that was not what I expected in terms of rebuilding. Let's get rid of this guy. What do you think?
Well, I think there's more to come. I mean, you don't use the word rebuilding and then trade a guy who's been pitching for 3.5 years and has been getting, I mean, forget about getting better by leaps and bounds. I mean, this guy, from where he's come from as a shortstop and to where he was this season was pretty astonishing when you think about it. I mean, there's been position players that have turned into pitchers and a lot more failures than success stories. So, and, you know, Toronto, when they were talking about him yesterday, I mean, they still think the best days are ahead of him, and there isn't a lot of wear and tear on the arm, and a good guy. And so, yeah, it's kind of strange, but like I said, I think it's the first piece of other pieces to go. When you throw out the term rebuilding, it means there's other things happening.
And, Joe, you said today in your column, you say Matt Thornton, you talked to him, he said, well, you know, I might be the next guy out the door, but wouldn't he have been the first guy out the door if there was a market for the guy kind of money he's making, if he was, you know, maybe better in the role than he proved to be the last year or so?
Well, there's markets for all these guys. It's just
what are you going to settle on?
What Ken Williams is looking to get back. And you know, he's not going to give these guys away, but he definitely wants to move salary. You know, in talking to teams, the asking price for John Danks has been beyond astronomical, and teams aren't going to do that right now. But all things can change. I think after Burley signs, after C.J. Wilson signs, maybe even after Gio Gonzalez is moved, you know, starting pitching, there's more than three teams that need it. So I think the Sox are in a good position where they can sit back and they know teams know what they've asked for, and then they can call the Sox back up and revisit. So I think it's him setting the stage for stuff down the road, and obviously you come in asking a high price.
He's Joe Colley from the Sun-Times. You're listening to Mully and Hanley on the Score. How much of this can he get done? What's the timetable on this stuff? I mean, if by all accounts you're talking about moving, and again, these are fairly young players, right? But your rebuilding process can't start with the old overpaid guys because they're under contract. So you're talking now about Danks, and you're talking about Gavin Floyd, and you're talking about maybe Beckham, and we mentioned Thornton. You know, how many of these guys go, and how quickly can it get it done?
Well, I don't think there's a timetable that's immediate, because you're locked into so many bad contracts anyway. The payroll is going to be, you know, kind of high for the quality of the team you have out there. So, you know, this could stretch all the way to the July 31st trade deadline, where they're still looking to move some of these guys. You know, obviously they're waiting for the best deal to come along, but I don't think there's a immediacy because of, you know, have to get this done, have to have these off the books by then. Your books are already messed up with some of the other decisions that were made over the last couple of years.
Well, the ultimate domino, if dominoes are to fall, would be Paul Konerko. And, you know, they'd go to him and say, we are rebuilding, you want out, and can you waive the no trade? Because then you got teams lined up, and they're probably willing to overpay at that point.
That presumably means you can't be the player manager, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That would take him out of the player manager
role. Just making sure. Yeah.
So that's something they could revisit eventually down the line. But for the immediate future, yeah, that would take the him out of that player manager role. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I don't think he's one of the pieces they're looking to move right away, unless a team came and knocked their socks off with it. That would be another team calling the Sox, because I haven't heard one person say that the Sox have come in and put Paul Konerko out there. Danks, Quinton, Thornton, guys like that, yes. But as far as Konerko, no. And I think there's a reason for that. I think, you know, A.J. Pierzynski, I think they would like to move him.
Sure.
I just don't think there's a market for him with at this point. Now, if a catcher gets injured in the middle of the season, that changes things, because then the team only has to deal with A.J. for half a year. But, you know, he has a 10-5, and he has been very vocal about the 10-5 that he will decide where he goes, and there are very few places he wants to go. So, again, that's something that they really don't have the control over A.J. that they'd like. So, and Konerko, I think they just want to keep him around for the time being at least, and then see how this thing plays out. I mean, you have to be able to put guys out on the field. I mean, and the problem is there's such a huge gap between their young guys and their veteran contracts, where most of them are bad contracts, that there's not going to be that nice little handing of the baton that you like to see a team have, at least as it sets up, especially if they start moving these guys. So, I think for right now they have to keep a Paul Konerko.
It's very curious to hear the difference between what Kenny's saying and the, I don't know what you'd call it, the whatever Robin Ventura is trying to say. He's insisting that it's not rebuilding, it's retooling, which would then imply that you had a bunch of young players down in the minor leagues that you've been.
Ready to go, yeah.
And I don't believe every time I've seen anybody start rating systems, I don't think anyone has the White Sox atop that stuff. In fact, I think they've traded a lot of those guys for.
Right.
Players over the years. What do you think he means? What is the difference between Robin's retooling and Kenny's rebuilding?
Well, I think Robin has a player perspective of things still, and he sees Adam Dunn, he sees Alex Rios, he sees Paul Konerko, he sees AJ Pierzynski. So he sees proven guys that are there where he went through a rebuilding when he was coming up, because that was just a whole flux of young guys that had a lot of talent. You didn't know what they were going to do, though, with him and Frank and Wilson Alvarez. All those guys were coming up, kind of at the same time. And in his mind, that was a rebuild, because that was a whole different look, where this team, he thinks, is more of retooling because of veterans that could turn this thing around and could flip this thing around. It could actually be pretty decent if they do what their baseball card said that they can do. That's a big leap of faith, and I think Sox fans aren't willing to take that leap of faith after watching the product last year, especially with what the veterans failed to do.
Where's Burley going to end up?
Again, that's one of those things that, there's that solid core that have been in the whole time. I mean, the Marlins and the Nationals, Rangers, but it seems like there's teams popping in and out daily because of the lack of quality starting pitching, and especially a guy that's so proven and so just, he's not lights out in any means, but you know what you're going to get from him every fifth day, and that's really hard insurance to come by in baseball, and that's something that C.J. Wilson doesn't offer. I mean, C.J. Wilson obviously has better stuff and a higher ceiling and can do more, but not every fifth day like Burley. So, it's one of those things where there's been this group that's been in there, but it seems like every day the group sounds like it's down to three, and then it's up to five, and then it's, I definitely don't think he's coming back to the Sox, though, and talking to an agent yesterday. The Sox have made it clear that even when Burley comes back to them, they just don't have the money that they're hearing he wants or that other teams are willing to give. So it might be the end of number 56 on the South side.
He's Joe. It's got to be. I mean, that's not happening.
No, right.
Joe Colley joining us, Molly and Haley on the score. I mean, it looks like he might actually get 4 years. I mean, the way he's got 3 years in his hip pocket from a bunch of people, and who knows what he wants.
Given the lack of pitching in the free agent market.
Yeah.
Right, and the no-trade clause has been kind of the stalemate with a couple teams, and now there's teams willing to come off of it. So it's almost like there's deals on the table, and he just has to make the decision. So
does he want back? Does it matter to him?
Does he want to come back to the Sox?
Yeah.
I think, first and foremost, he's always wanted the Sox. But I also think, for the first time in his career, from the people I've talked to, he's kind of – last time he went through this, they worked together, and there was some bending on both teams, and he felt wanted. This time he doesn't feel wanted by the Sox, and I think that has kind of stung him and his family for what he's done. And I think for the first time he understands now there is a business side of this. I mean, the last negotiation was so old school, kind of, me and you, let's sit down and look, the trainer's involved and he wants me back. And it was, and this one's been total business-like, and I think it's kind of rubbed him the wrong way with how the Sox have handled it, with just saying, yeah, just get back to us when you got a deal, and we'll decide if it's good enough for us to meet. So I think that his heart understands now that this is a business.
Ozzie was bouncing around like a kid on Christmas morning yesterday. Jose Reyes is in the fold. They're pushing Pujols for a decision by, I guess, today. They'd like to hear that.
Right.
Carlos Zambrano, there's still plenty of buzz down in Dallas where you're at that Zambrano's going to end up with Ozzie and the Marlins.
Brian's guy, Hanley Ramirez, moving to third base and remaining the number one guy, regardless of whether Pujols.
And also, Gordon writing today in the Sun-Times that if they're going to eat the balance or most of the contract on Carlos to get Gabby Sanchez in return.
That has some legs to it. I mean, obviously they need Pujols first to make that trade happen. But if they land Pujols and Sanchez and Logan Morrison are both in play as trade candidates, and they will try piecing together pitching with those guys and with packages from the minor leagues. So, but Pujols has to be that domino that falls first, and then they'll attack the starting pitching part of the team and try landing at least one, possibly two starting pitchers. Look, Ozzie wants Zambrano. Zambrano wants Ozzie. The Marlins want Zambrano. But at the same time, there's no way they can take even close to a majority of that contract, and they're not going to. So, and the Cubs seem desperate enough that, I mean, how do you bring this guy back? And you almost have to move him. And if they could get a Gabby Sanchez out of it, I think that's a pretty good deal for him.
What are you hearing about Soriano? There's been all sorts of reports about teams kicking the tires. Obviously, they'd have to eat a ton of that.
Right.
But it's another guy they just seem to want to get rid of.
Yeah, that I would be surprised if that's a deal that's done immediately. To me, that's a deal that's done after the market's cleared out and guys then have to go and revisit and say, hey, Soriano's bat's still available if you want to go ahead and make a move for that. So that's a wait and see. We actually asked Kenny. There was a rumor yesterday done for Soriano, which would just kind of be an exchange of contracts, and obviously Kenny rolled his eyes and laughed. And I don't think either team would be excited about that.
But you know what? On the north side, I'd take my chances on it.
I think you'd have to take your chances on the south side.
I don't think you're going to see the two clubs get together and make that trade anytime soon.
I don't know, Joe. I mean, you sit here and you hear the rebuilding word, and you said it today in your column. Again, I think it's pay-per-view on the website these days. But reading it here, you talk. How do you get the buzz going for season tickets? How do you get?
You don't.
You don't at all.
There's no buzz. There will not be a buzz. The buzz has to come on the field. The buzz has to come in the standings, and
it has to come from guys like Rios and Dunn. Who? I mean, I was saying this to Brian before. Sox fans have no connection to these guys.
Nope, no.
Nobody. Adam Dunn's a train wreck. Rios doesn't seem to care. How do you expect that to juice people up and get them to go to the ballpark?
They bring Rowan back?
That seems like a cheap move, too.
Yeah. It's, I mean, and, you know.
And what
I think,
do you do with Rios, then?
Well, I mean, I don't think they're bringing Rowan back. I mean, let's be real here.
I know, but it just seems like I heard that and I thought, like, how manipulative.
Would they ever eat any of the Rios contract to unload him? I know Dunn's got it. You just got to wait and see if you get anything out of him. But Rios been around here a little bit now, and it's not getting any better. And fans are waiting to pounce on the guy.
Right.
So
I definitely think if Kenny can move that contract or eat a good part of that contract, I think he would. I just think there's no market for Alex Rios. I mean, Alex Rios and Kenny Williams are not the best of friends right now, and that was another fight that almost happened in the clubhouse in August. So I definitely think that Kenny doesn't want Rios around. He made that very clear, and that was another argument that he and Ozzie had was the whole Rios thing. So, basically Kenny was saying, why is this guy still in there? And Ozzie was telling him, well, why'd you bring him here in the first place? So, I definitely think there was a problem there with the whole Rios thing, and they would love to move him, but there is absolutely zero market for him. Even if you're willing to eat a majority of that contract, there's just too many teams turned off by his inconsistencies, and, you know, he has to go out and earn it, and you have to hope that he is willing to say, okay, you know, I'm going to have some pride, and I'm going to show teams that I do have value. And I think they would love to move Peavy. If Peavy came out and was healthy in spring training, and has a fabulous April and May, there might actually be a market on him because this is the last year of his contract. So, because they're not picking up the $22 million option or whatever outrageous number it is. So, but again, all this stuff has to be proven on the field. All this, there is no buzz with the White Sox. They're a dead team walking. It's kind of a sad state that they're in right now, and I feel bad for Sox fans. And so, but it is what it is. And when you make bad decisions and have bad contracts, this is what you're left with. This is the corner you're painted into.
All right, Joe. Thanks a ton. We appreciate it.
All right, you guys take care. Have a good one.
That's Joe Colley. He in Dallas for the Chicago Sun-Times. And interesting getting that perspective from the baseball meetings. You're listening to Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score.